Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Hopefully I'm not too loud yelling at you today. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just here. I'm just kind of excited about doing this today. Take your calls. See what Spirit has to say to you. See if we have some dead people that want to come through. I had a good experience last night. A friend of mine was chatting with me. I've done psychic work with her in the past, and she kind of asked me a question last night. It was kind of late, and I'm, you know, chatting back and forth on the internet, and all of a sudden her grandfather came through to me, and I couldn't like not give her the information. So I got ready for bed and blah blah blah, and I'm chatting now. I'm sending her messages from her grandfather. So that stuff happens from time to time, so you never know. If I'm chatting with you, I might just get a message from somebody, because once I have your energy, then they know I'm connected to you. So I don't get it. Like, they don't come wandering into my bedroom going, wait, talk to me, go find my aunts. You know, no. It's just, I have to be talking to somebody. So if you want to get messages, not always. Sometimes there are certain people, well-known people, that come to me from time to time that want to just share something, pass it on, you know, pass this on to humanity, right? You know, and that could just be my spirit teachers. I've been writing a lot about the Christ consciousness, or from the concept of the Christ consciousness, and what that is, and how we came about, and connecting that energy, and how we as individualized spirit and individualized consciousness came about. So I'm going to pass that on to you as I write it. And the Christ consciousness being that Jesus. But it's more than that, because the Christ consciousness, and you call it, you can say Jesus, but it kind of has flowed through our history. It's kind of in and out of our history and in and out of our human experience, incarnated in various individuals that needed to come in at the time to kind of wake us up a little bit, shake us up a little bit, send us back down the path towards love again, like Jesus being one of those and Buddha being another one of those, and I always got like Mother Teresa and Saint Francis of Assisi. All of those individuals were recipients of the Christ consciousness, you know, the incarnation of the Christ consciousness. And there was many before that, and I don't have all the names. I mean, and they were warriors for truth, and they were warriors for love, and they were warriors for various other things. It's a little different take on, you know, what we think of terms of, you know, the great teachers that came upon the planet, that the great teachers, the great ones who raised us up a little bit higher, were actually of this energy, of this Christ consciousness. And religion had really nothing to do with it. People, you know, like, oh, yeah, okay, it's great. So we'll create a religion around this entity, which just as they left the physical body, went back and comes back a little bit later in another physical body. So it's all one, really. It is all one. The teachings are a little different in different parts of the planet, because that was necessary for the people in that particular area, in that particular region. But it just that Christ consciousness. And so you have to get away from Christianity when you think of the word Christ consciousness, because it flows through all religious systems. Okay? Got it? So that's what I've been writing about and how this all came about. I'll give you a little insight. And what we're going to talk about is purpose today. Your purpose. And I have a couple articles I thought were excellent. Got me to stop thinking about that purpose. My life purpose. My purpose at this point in life right now. Because I think purpose changes. You know, as you get, you know, your purpose at 12 and your purpose at 50 are different. But you still have a purpose. And so we're kind of evaluate purpose at this point in your life, wherever that might be. And I think it's 8 or 80. I mean, maybe even 5 and 80. Who knows? 90. I don't know. Whatever long as you're living, you have a purpose. As long as you're in the physical body, you have a purpose, believe it or not. Maybe at some point it's just a drool on yourself. I don't know. But no, but you have a purpose and you understand that. So we're going to talk about purpose. And I have a thing from one of my favorite authors, Pam Grout, an article that she passed on from her reader, from her students or readers of her material about attracting things into your life. But one of the points I was going to make about the Christ consciousness or the consciousness of the reality, and I'm going to use the word source, you could use the word God, that at one point in, and I'm going to be very careful with the word time, because as Spirit has explained to me, there is no time. There's change. My Siri thing sometimes hears what I'm saying, and Siri wants to pick up stuff, which is kind of really funny. Siri just thought on the other side of the room, oh, I just saw something up you wanted to know about the concept of time. Never mind. It's kind of strange. So, yeah, somehow my little Apple phone, my iPhone, picks up stuff that I never intended it to pick up. Weird. Weird, huh? It's like it has a mind of its own. The computer is alive. Okay, back to what I was saying, because that was just strange. That was so strange. It happens every once in a while. I don't know if it happens to you guys. You could be talking and you have your iPhone on the other side of the room, and then all of a sudden Siri will answer a question about what you've been talking about. It's electronics of some kind. I don't know what it is. Okay, so, okay, there's Source. There's God. And God's out there, and God is one huge consciousness, and there's aspects of God. And that they use the illustration, Spirit used the illustration, it's like an orchestra with zillions of players in this orchestra, and they all have their part in the orchestra, and they're all together in this orchestra. And this orchestra has been there, like, in now. Everything is in the now. There's no past, for instance, in our future. It's just now. The orchestra is there. And at some point, Source, God says, okay, I'm going to send the individuals out of this orchestra, and they're going to go to the physical world, and they're going to do their thing on the physical world, and they're going to take their talents and abilities to the physical world, and I, Source, God, will learn, will grow, will experience through them in a physical world. So these individualized consciousness, I know it's a little concept, is a little strong, but a little heavy, but okay, we're going out there, and we're going to go to send them to different planets to experience, to do things in a different world, you know, and wherever that planet is, or wherever that solar system it is, whatever that's going. And so Source said, okay, we're going to create this. And before everybody goes out, Source says, okay, God says, I need certain spirits, certain energies, prime energies, to go out there and set it all up. And that's where the Christ consciousness comes into play, that setting it up for our system, our solar system, these planets that we now reside on in this solar system, the Christ consciousness, and then there's others for other solar systems. Okay? Does that make sense? That made sense to me when I was receiving this from Spirit. So we won't talk about Christ consciousness today. We'll talk more about it as I get more information. The thing about time I thought was really interesting. And I'll share this again, because not everybody hears the show every day, of course, right? But there is no such thing as time in the non-physical world. There's just cycles, and there's change. And if you want to think in terms of aging, it's not a process of time, but a process of change. You're changing through a cycle, right? You have a cycle, that you're in a cycle. But instead of thinking of like 80 years, or think of it as change. You're going through this change. You're going through this evolutionary process through this cycle. But the key thing about that is, as you go through this change, you can retard the change, slow it down, almost reverse it, like the aging, what we call aging process, or you can speed it up. Now, why do some people leave the cycle at 50 years and why at 90? It's because some have the ability to slow down the process because they enjoy it. They enjoy the process. They enjoy the cycle. They're here to have fun. They're having a good time. They're taking care of themselves. While others, yeah, not so much. So they're speeding up the cycle. They're speeding up the change. So we change or speed up the cycle. And so don't think in terms of time, like aging as in time. Think of it as the process that we change with because we either want to speed it up or slow it down. Or, like, why do some people, they used to talk about some people at 50 look 40, right? Or 30. It's because they at some point made the point that they want to slow down the process. Okay, so we're going to talk about purpose. And I just threw that out there. That's a little bit of the stuff that I've been receiving from spirit. So don't think in terms of time. Think about change. Do you want to slow it down? Do you want to turn it back? Do you want to move the change backwards? Do you want to grow, let's say, more youthful, or do you want to grow older? You can do that. You can do that. You can do that. Now, believe it or not, you can do it. And it's your mindset. It's your thought patterns. It's what you decide you want to do. And I've read articles where people have actually been able to do that because of their mindsets. Okay, so we're done with that, right? You got that one, right? That one's pretty cool. So I'm going to talk about purpose. We're going to talk to dead people. So if you want to call in, or even if you're in the chat room, you want to, get a message from an ancestor. We're not talking ghosts and anything like that. We're talking about grandparents, grandfathers, grandmothers, great grandparents, the neighbor next door that when you were young, that was the old guy that was always nice to you, kind of watched over you a little bit, the teacher that you loved in school that they have passed a few years ago. You want a message? We can get that. That's what it's all about. And they have messages for you to inspire you, to encourage you to do whatever. Or if there's a famous person of some kind that you want to get a message from, we can see if we can tap into it. I never know who's going to come through. I can't, it's not like they're, I have them on speed dial all the time. Ooh, I got that one. They come in when they want to come in and when they have something to say. So we'll do that. But if you have any other questions for spirit, please call in, or if you want to discuss your past lives or any of that, because I think my heading was all kinds of careers and stuff like that. But I wanted to talk about what I wanted to talk about is purpose, our life purposes, and how to. Well, let me get into the article. Oh, let me read this one first. I thought this was, and it was from an article, and the gentleman's name is Jacob Sokol, and I don't know Jacob. And this is from a website. It's Synophy, SENSOPHY.com. Okay, and I thought this was really interesting points, and it was actually about 5 years. The article is about 5 years old, but I thought it was a very good article. And it's 7 ways to tell if you're not currently living your highest purpose in life. Ooh. And I read through these and I thought, I wonder, am I living my highest purpose? And then I have an article about if you find that you're not living your highest purpose, how do you shift to your highest purpose? How do you get there? It's like you go, uh-oh, I'm not living my highest purpose. How do I get there? So let's go with number one. You're not waking up excited in the morning. Now, I want you to think about these as I read through these. Think about this. And I thought about it as I'm reading it. I'm going, I wonder, am I excited? Okay, if you're not excited or at least enthusiastic in the morning, then you're most likely not living your highest purpose. I know we all have down days and certain days aren't as better than others and all that sort of thing. But if you're waking up quite a couple of days each week with this month, this feeling of, of having to do this again. Oh, I got to do this again, feeling, right? That's probably a sign you're off purpose. Monotonous is the word I'm working, monotonous. Feeling, oh, I got to do this again. It's probably a sign you're off purpose. When you're living on purpose, you wake up excited in the morning because you're personally excited about life awaits what life awaits you. Ooh, do you ever get excited about, I got to do this today. It's going to be exciting. I'm not talking about going on vacation or, maybe you love to surf or ski or something. And maybe that's your life purpose, Maybe your life purpose is to teach that. you're excited about doing certain things in the morning, think about it. Maybe that's part of my life purpose to do that or teach it or give it to somebody else, right? So let's move on. They have great quotes, and this is Steve Jobs' quote on this subject. For the past 33 years, I have looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? That's a good question. We could ask ourselves that question. If today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. That's a great quote. That's a great little, like a little touchstone every morning, asking yourself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? Again, if the answer is no for too many days, if you're going on and on, you're going, no, don't want to do this, then it's time for change, right? Interesting point. So then you got to make a change, right? Okay, the next point. Number two. How many were there? Seven, yeah. So, but it will go. Yeah, I'll take your calls. I'll step back and forth, flip back and forth, see if you want to talk, and we can go back to these. But these are really cool things. And I think this is really good about purpose. And the reason I get into purpose, and I'll kind of sidetrack it a little bit here about purpose, is if you're living your purpose, if you're excited every morning about getting up and doing whatever you're going to do that day, if it's surfing, if it's delivering the mail, if it's doing quantum physics, whatever it is, if you're excited about doing it every day, you're living your purpose. Then things happen in your life. You manifest whatever you want. You manifest the money, the love, the relationships, the friends, the new place to live, because you're living your purpose. If you're living that purpose and you're excited every day about what you're going to be doing, you're in vibration with your higher self. You're in vibrational match and alignment with the universe. And everything's going to flow to you. You probably, if you really wanted to, I thought about this as I'm going through these material today. I'm thinking, if you really want to manifest everything in your life that you want, live your purpose. Get excited every day about what you're going to be doing. And things will happen in your life. Amazing things will happen. Think about that one. Now, am I wrong? I mean, you guys in the chat room, am I wrong? If you're really excited about what you're going to be doing today and every day, and most of the time, I know there's bad days, but you're like, oh, I got to go to pay, do my taxes today. Oh, no, you know, like that sort of thing. Yeah, right. But, you know, most of the time, you're living your purpose. You're excited about it. You're in alignment. You're in alignment with your higher self. You're in alignment with source. You're in alignment with higher energies. And things will start happening in your life. Things will start flowing to you. You know, all the lights turn green. Okay, I know. Right? All the fruit is really ripe for you. So think about that. Living your purpose. So, again, I'm going to talk to dead people if you want to talk to dead people. And if you want to get a message. And sometimes they're going to help you along this to live your purpose. They're going to see where you're at going, yeah, maybe you need to adjust yourself a little bit here to live your purpose, right? Got it? So want to call in. But I love this material because this is really so important about living your purpose, creating whatever you want by living your purpose. Okay, next point about not living your purpose. I mean, look at this one and go, am I doing this? Is this the way I'm at right now? If you can't seem to break the phenomena of feeling absolutely phenomenal for a few days, then kind of crappy afterwards, you're most likely not living your highest purpose. If you can notice a pattern of thinking how amazing life is one week and how shitty it is the next, pardon the French, but that's the author's word, not mine, that's probably a sign you're off purpose. When you're living on purpose, you still have the really high highs, but you also have much higher lows, and your happiness becomes sustainable. Now, isn't that a cool statement? And your happiness becomes sustainable. You don't go rock bottom. You don't get into depression mode. Oh, things were going so well. Now look what happened. You know, now I'm in the tank. No, your lows aren't very low. You might have a low, but it's not like... Okay, let me give you the quote from Dan Millman that he Peaceful Warrior, I think it's the book that Dan Millman wrote, and they made a movie about it, and I forgot, Nick Nolte played the sensei in the movie, and you owned the gas station, garage or whatever it was. If you've seen the movie or read the book, I've done both. It was interesting. Okay, so The Peaceful Warrior, if you get a chance to read it. I'd always believed that the life of quality, enjoyment, and wisdom were my human birthright and would be automatically bestowed upon me as time passed. I never suspected that I would have to learn how to live, that there were specific disciplines and ways of seeing the world that I had to master before I could wake into a simple, happy, uncomplicated life. And if you read his book, and he was a gymnast and he got hurt. It's been a few years since I've read it, but he learned to master things. He learned to shift himself, to change, to get into this unhappy, uncomplicated life. There's a certain value in simplicity. I think you'll agree with me on that, won't you? Okay, so we're back. Okay, no questions. Nobody wants to talk to dead people, so we'll move on with the article about living purpose. And I thought this is a really good article, and it's an excellent way to look at life. If are you living your purpose or not? And if I have time, I'll get into the other end of it, how to get there. Because, you know, you can say, well, God, I'm not living my purpose. Well, now what do I do, right? Just, you know, take the pills, right? You know, take the opiates, whatever. No, we're not going to go there. We're gonna go the other direction, too. Your life is entirely fulfilling you anymore. Okay, that's number three. Your life isn't entirely fulfilling you anymore. And that happens to a lot of people. And as I said, as I started this whole discussion, you could be 20, you could be 60, you could be 80. If you're at this place, maybe you need to change purpose. Maybe you shift your purpose. If despite knowing that you have so much to be grateful for, deep inside, there's a feeling that something is missing in your life. You ever had that feeling? Something's missing. Then you're most likely not living your highest purpose. If you're doing a lot of the things that society suggests are right, but you still feel that there's something is wrong. And I read this and I go, yeah, you know, I've been there. I was in accounting and management for a long time. And I always thought that there was something missing. There's that missing key in my life. There's a missing key somewhere there's missing. So that's a problem. That's a sign that you're off purpose. If you're looking for that key to open your life up because you feel like you're doing this and you're doing an okay job and it's fine and, you know, everything, you get blessings and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if you feel like there's missing, then you need that key, right? When you're living on purpose, you're entirely fulfilled because you're living a life engulfed in personal meaning. Wow. Helen Keller is the quote for this particular section. Many persons have a wrong idea of what constitutes true happiness. It's not attained through self-gratification, but through fidelity to a worthy purpose. So what's your purpose? What's your worthy purpose? What brings you personal meaning? Whoa. That's a good statement. Okay, number four. I'm going to check back with you guys in a minute just to see if you're with me. No, mostly if you have questions or if you want something from spirit. You're surrounded by people who are bringing you down. Think about that. If you find yourself surrounded by people who are bitching, nagging, criticizing, complaining, and condemning, then you're most likely not living your highest purpose. If you don't have a group of people in your life whose qualities you admire, that's probably a sign that you're off purpose. When you're living on purpose, you're spending the majority of your time with people who inspire, empower, and encourage you to be a better person. But let me read that again. Living on purpose, you're spending the majority of your time with people who inspire, empower, and encourage you to be a better person. And Jim Rohn, who is a famous motivational speaker, and salesperson and motivated salespeople and millions of people throughout the United States. I don't know about the rest of the world, but I know the United States. When I was in sales, he was always used. Jim Rome, you know, gives lectures or speech to inspire people. So you are the average of five people who spend the most, you spend the most time with. Think about that. Who do you spend your most of your time with? You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So if they're whiny, complainy, and so forth, you're not living on purpose. Because if you're living on purpose, you're going to surround yourself with people who are inspiring. I know that's, oh, then you have to dump the wife, dump the kids, dump the neighbors, dump the parents, dump everybody, right? Just get rid of them all, right? Just dump them all, right? Start all over. Find some people to inspire you. Or maybe you need to inspire them first and get them inspired and be positive and only accept positivity from people. And maybe you can have an impact. I have a client like that. Married her husband, and they weren't together too long. And didn't know him too well, kind of, you know, but they got married. And she found out he was pretty negative. You know, he had all this dysfunctionality from his family and, you know, all this negativity. But she's a really positive person. She's a person who's really a go-getter and motivated and so forth. But she didn't let him bring her down. She inspired him, and she can say that there's a complete turnaround. He's much more inspirational now. He's much more motivated. So you can do that to people sometimes, but you still don't want to be around the negative people. You don't want to be around the Debbie Downers all the time. Okay, let me check back, see what you guys are doing. Anybody having fun here? Nope, you're still there, sitting in the chat room, hopefully listening. People check in and out, but if you want to ask a question, you want me to connect to a dead person, I can do that. I just found this thing about purpose really important, maybe for my own self, but maybe for others. You're ignoring your dreams because you're scared to move on. Now, this is a biggie, and I know this one, and I think most of us will know this one, okay? If a couple times each month you start to fantasize about what you would do if you had more free time, then you're most likely not living your highest purpose. If there are a ton of things you'd rather be doing with your life, but haven't yet found a way to muster up the courage and tell your family and friends, that's probably a sign you're off purpose. When you're living on purpose, you're spending your time doing the things that you love most in life, whether your family and friends understand, agree with you or not. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. If you're a people pleaser, you got a problem with that one. You know, I was growing up, you know, I was under the thumb of my mother, and my mother had a lot of emotional issues, and she was a rager. And so, there was like people pleasing. Like, you did what your mother wanted you to do or your father wanted you to do, because if you didn't, all hell would break loose. And it was just so much easier to go with the flow, right? You know that one. It's so much easier. Now, but you're not living on purpose. Because when they said here, and I agree with this wholeheartedly, and I know this one. I've been there and done that, and, you know, had the t-shirts in the closet and gave them away, right? When you're living on purpose, you're spending your time doing the things you love most in life, whether your family and friends understand, agree with you or not. Think about that one. Are you people-pleasing? Are you doing it? Or as they stated there. Okay, so Abraham Maslow wrote, if you deliberately plan on being less than you're capable of being, then I warn you that you'll be unhappy for the rest of your life. Ooh. And that's kind of like, oh, ow, that one hurts. If you deliberately plan on being less than less than you are capable of being, then I warn you that you'll be unhappy for the rest of your life. So settling. Yeah, I could be up here and I could be doing these wonderful things, but nah, I'll just kind of settle down here. You know, I don't want to be happy. I want to just take it easy, right? I don't want to do what I'm supposed to do. I want to please other people. You know what? Okay, So I'm going to be unhappy and just please other people. Owie. Owie. Okay? You're working on in a job that depletes you of energy. Ooh. You ever been doing that? You ever had that happen to you? Okay. Let's read this. I like this. The Buddha quote is just perfect here. So let me read the little write-up that he wrote up, my friend here, and then we'll read Buddha's quote on this. It's amazing. If the primary purpose of your job is to get a paycheck, there's not much personal meaning in what you do. Then you're most likely not living your highest purpose. If you're counting the days into the next three-day weekend or six-day vacation, that's probably a sign you're off purpose. When you're living on purpose, you don't just have a job, but you have a calling. Okay, like that. But you have a calling. One of the many differences between a job and a calling is that the job depletes you and a calling energizes you. Now, I take a little bit of an exception to that, because even if you're doing your calling, you need a break once in a while. You need to do something different. You need to balance your life. You know, if you've been doing your job and you're doing your calling and it's really great and you love what you do, sometimes you got to do something else, right? You got to take a vacation, you know, you got to go to the beach and put your feet in the water. You got to go surfing or skiing, or you got to do something, or you got to go to your favorite movie. From once in a while, you can't be in the office 24/7, because that'll drain the heck out of you, right? So you need that break. You can be doing your calling, but also, I remember, you know, well, I've told this story before, but let me read Buddha's quote, because this is a great quote on this whole subject. The master of the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his education and his recreation, his love and his religion. He hardly knows which is which. This one is very emotional for me. I love this quote. Absolutely love this quote. So I posted this on Facebook, the article. I'll post this one little section on Facebook because, to me, this is amazing. Let me finish it. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence in whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he's working or playing. To him, he is always doing both. I'm going to read that again. I got to read that one again, because this is like one of my favorite quotes all time. This is from Buddha. And as far as I'm concerned, Buddha is part of the Christ consciousness, but that's my take on the whole thing. The master of the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his education and his recreation, his love and his religion. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence in whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he's working or playing. To him, he is always doing both, Buddha. Isn't that a great quote? Don't you love that quote? I mean, really, seriously, don't you love that quote? As my mother always said, my old mother used to say to me all the time, whatever you're doing, make it play. Whatever you're doing, make it play. Isn't that so true? She didn't know Buddha. You know, she didn't know Buddha. I don't think she ever read any Buddhist philosophy. But she was right on. She was spot on that point. If it's not play, what you're doing is not play, then you're off purpose, basically. Okay? You're off purpose. Isn't that an amazing statement? Okay, so let's move on to the next one. How much time do I have left? I don't know if anybody's calling in or not, but this is cool stuff. Okay. But so let's move on to purpose again. Let's move on to the next point about if you've joined me late, we're talking about living your purpose in life. And I've gone through 6 out of the 7 things if you're doing this, if this is your life, then you're probably not on purpose. So let's go to number 7. You feel stuck in the rat race, but don't know the next step. If you're in a perpetual state of thinking, you'll be happier when the next good thing happens, you're not enjoying the journey. then you're most likely not living your highest purpose. So if you're so focused on getting there that you accepted being submerged in stress and anxiety as normal, that's probably a sign you're off purpose. When you're living on purpose, you've embraced that priceless pleasure of living. Life comes from enjoying the journey and the way to a destination's deemed meaningful. You know, it's that old expression, it's not the end result, it's the journey that counts. Are you living and enjoying the journey? What you're doing now. Kind of ties into the last point here. You're living for the weekend, right? Then you're not on purpose. Okay, George Leonard, who I don't know, but let me read his quote. "For a master, the rewards gained along the way are fine, but they are not the main reason for the journey. Ultimately, the master and the master's path are one." Let me read that again. "Ultimately, the master and the master's path are one. If the traveler is fortunate, that is, if the path is complex and profound enough, the destination is 2 miles further away for every mile he or she travels." Isn't that a great statement? I love that statement. Isn't that an amazing statement? Think about that one. Let me read that one again. "The destination is 2 miles further away for every mile he or she travels." Because if you're loving the journey, if you're on this journey, who cares about the destination? You want it to keep going because you're having so much fun. You know, you ever go on a trip, you're supposed to drive like 400 miles to see some relative that, yeah, whatever, you know, like, but you're having so much fun on the roads, stopping here, stopping there, doing that. You kind of go, I hope this goes on. I don't want to go there. I want to, you know, I'm going to take some side roads because I want to make this longer on my journey because I'm having so much fun on this journey. I don't get to care if I see Aunt Harriet or not. You know, this is so much fun being on the journey. Okay. So there were some points that he made about getting there. So I'm just going to read a couple of them. And that's too much time we have. There's like 7 points that he made. Oh, I have some callers. But, you know, I'm so into this. I almost don't even feel like taking calls today because I'm having so much fun with this thing about living our purpose. So I'm going to ask you, are you living your purpose? Or I'm going to ask you, if you call in, are you living your purpose? Are you living by those rules? Okay, so I'm going to turn it on you guys today because I'm in so much into this living your purpose thing today. Let's see what you say. Okay, so turning it on you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So are you living your purpose?
You know, not as much as I don't think.
Oh,
I
okay. Then
to,
when you so, get, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it?
Well, it's actually because I used to do a lot of yoga in the morning.
Well, but that's your purpose. Did you, are you a yoga instructor?
Maybe a little bit. You know, I think it's you know, good to do it.
Okay, so I'm going to I want to really focus on purpose today. So if you have a quick question, we're going to get back to purpose, living your purpose, living your journey, enjoying each day. Did you hear the quote that I gave from Steve Jobs?
I think I've heard some quotes from him.
Well, this is a good one. I'm going to read it to you again because I know you have questions, but I'm really kind of onto this today. Let me read this again and see what you think. And this is a cool thing. If I find the right one, what did Steve say? No, up to the top of the page. Okay, what did Steve say? I can't find him now. Okay, number one. "For the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? And then whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I have to change something." So that's a great thing to put up on your mirror. If you can say, am I really going to enjoy what I have to do today? Am I going to feel good about what I'm going to do today? And if you go too many days and say no, then you're not living your purpose. Okay, got it?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful statement, and it's so true. Because if you get up going, oh, got to go to work today, what a bummer, then you're not living your purpose. You're not. You're way off. Okay? So what's going on with you real quick? Because I want to get back to the article.
Well, I'm just
saying, I'm not trying to be rude today. I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm really into this today.
Oh, I know. That's good. That's good that it's, you know, you are. I'm just looking for a car and a job and a move, and I'm just
Okay, so well,
trying to
are
live my
you are you
purpose.
wait a minute. Now let's back up here a little bit, because I've been talking about purpose. Are you looking
Yeah.
for a job, or are you looking to do what your purpose is right now at this point in your life?
I don't want to feel depleted, so I want to be on a mission. So I
Okay,
want to have a call. Want to
what
have a
you're
call.
asking. That's what you're
So I.
asking the universe for, is to be doing your mission right now, your purpose. Focus on that.
Okay.
Meditate on that. Meditate on,
All right, yeah.
I want to live my purpose right now. I want to do something. I want to enjoy the journey right now. I don't care about the outcome. Because I said earlier, if you live in your purpose, all these other things come to you. All these other things come to you because you're excited and you're in tune with the universe and you're in tune with your higher self. So I would say to you, go meditate on living your purpose right now.
Cool. Hey,
Okay?
thanks, George.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, bye now. Yeah,
Bye-bye.
bye. Yeah, I'm into this whole thing about living our purpose, and that's why the article's on. So I'll take another call, and maybe I'll continue this on tomorrow. We'll get to the other half tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll get into, today we went through all the things that are happening. If this is happening to you, that's happening to you. And I posted this on Facebook, so if you're with me on Facebook, go read it for yourself and see how you stack up to, yeah, am I really living my purpose? Am I enjoying the journey? Or is it, I'm always excited about Friday's coming. That, I love that quote. I'm always looking forward to the weekend. Then you're not living your purpose. And every once in a while, you need that break, of course, and I talked about that. But, if you're living your purpose, you're excited. You can't distinguish between play and work. There's no difference. There's absolutely no difference. Okay, let me take another caller. Hello?
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call. I just want
Let me
to
ask,
make a statement here.
I gotta ask you a question though. Are you living your purpose? Are you living your purpose?
No. I
Ooh.
don't think I am.
Okay. So, well, this show is really good for you because that's what I'm going to talk about today and tomorrow is about living your purpose. Now, what's your question? You got a question? Statement?
Well,
Comment? Thought?
yes, I do.
Right there? Share something to
First of all,
share?
I'm not leaving my purpose. There's just so much going on. I need to start to live my purpose. There was somebody that a year, a
Do you know your
medium.
purpose? Do you know your purpose?
No, I do not, actually. I've been
Well,
busy with my
that
kids
isn't that
because
the
I
next
lost
step?
myself.
Okay, so
Yeah?
let's see. You want to talk to a dead person, or get a
Yes.
message from a dead person? Anybody in
Yes.
particular that you would? I don't know who's going to come through. It's a male energy. It's a
Yes.
male energy. It's
Yes.
male. Okay, it's male. It's male. I don't know who this is yet, and I never get names, but it's a male energy. Mother's side of the family. Mother's side of the family. Okay. But not necessarily, because it feels like not a grandmother or great grandmother. It feels off to the side, like a great aunt or something like that. Okay. Well, we're on purpose here, and the message is really, and I get this really kind of, yeah, real quick, because I'll be real quick. I get the sense that they're poking you in the back or poking you, saying, "Okay, it's time for you to move on in your life to purpose. It's time for you to move on." I get this real strong energy that you will be shown what it is really soon. Your eyes will open up, and you will be given the answers that you need really soon. That your family, your history, that those ancestors really want you to be happy. Okay? And they're going to guide you to happiness. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I have to cut the brief this short, but it really is you will be happy really soon. You will find something to be really happy about really soon because they will show you something to be happy about. So look for the signs. Look for the signs. Look the synchronicities. You're asking, okay, show me where I can do to be happy. Do I really enjoy myself? And you will be given the signs. Okay? Soon.
Okay, I
Excellent.
hope so. Thank
No, it will.
you.
Just believe it. You've got to believe it. Got to believe it. You
Okay.
got to believe it. Because
Okay.
if you doubt it, it doesn't happen. Okay? No,
Happen.
doubt
Okay.
destroys all possibilities. Okay? Take care.
Thank you, George.
Welcome. I know. I had no. Tomorrow we're going to talk more about this. We're going to talk about how to find purpose. Today we talked about if you have it or not, but tomorrow we'll get into how to find purpose. So I love you guys. Bye.